And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, all right? We're going to stay on this for a little bit, and y'all are welcome to call in or text in with your thoughts. So here's the thing. I called this section Kid Stuff. Go ahead and take that as a direct segue straight off of my monologue I did a moment ago. All right? The notion that there is a war ongoing right now. Well, who's setting the stage for this? Who is the one saying, this is the way we're going to wind up, you know, coming for their kids? This is how we're going to deal with it. These are the things we're going to try and say and do to change the narrative. Who's out there? Who's doing this? Well, let me just tell you, the first thing that I came to, and I have to call this out. I don't usually talk about politicians' families. I think it's kind of off limits, generally speaking, Hunter Biden being an exception. But this situation, which is kind of a Hunter Biden situation, directly goes to my point today that there is a war out there that we have to take a stand against. We have to speak to it. We have to deal with it. We have to resist it. It will come to your doorstep whether you want it to or not. So you might as well go ahead and prepare to take the stand. And oh, by the way, when you do, equip the kids. Let me just, before I even get into my first story, let me just say something about that. What does that mean, equip the kids? I mean, think about it. It's, first of all, how you raise them is important. Yes, absolutely. Raise up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. We hear that from Proverbs, and we know it to be true. You instill things in them when they are young. It will stand them well when they get older. They need that from you. And I know I'm preaching to the choir because I got a bunch of y'all out there that totally get it, and you do it better than I do. But that being said, there's also the fact that, go one step further. Let them know, son, when you go to school, daughter, when you go to dance class or whatever, when you're out with your friends, here's the thing. Someone's going to come back to you and they're going to say, I've got a friend who identifies this way. I've got a friend who said his parents smoked dope and said it's okay. I've got a friend who tells me that I need to do this, that, or the other that I don't think I should do. Tell them it's okay to say no. I mean, and by the way, that's a conscious, intentional conversation. Tell them it's okay to have limits. It's not being oppressive. It's not being, I'm inhibiting their ability to discover the world for themselves. If they could discover the world for themselves every single day, they wouldn't need parents. God apparently set it up this way for a reason. So take the moment and have the conversation. No, son, if someone tells you that maybe you should try to identify as a girl, let them know your mom and dad love you as a boy and God made you that way and you're okay. You are okay. Just be okay, son. If we affirm a kid, by the way, don't you love the way they distort the English language? It's gender-affirming care. No, it's not. It's gender-denying care. That's what it is. It's not even care. It's gender-denying treatment. How about that? You are denying the way they were made. And by the way, when you do that, you have basically just told that child, you're not right. You were wrong the moment you were born. Dang, I hate you came out wrong. We got to fix that. That is so awful. That is child abuse. There is such a thing as emotional abuse. When you tell if I were to walk up to your child on the street and look at him and say, you are one ugly kid, man. I mean, who hit you with the ugly stick when you were born? Ha, ha, ha. You would, some of y'all, I would have a hard time getting a chance to walk away from that conversation, and deservedly so. If someone walked up to your child and looked at him and said, dang, boy, you're about the dumbest kid I ever seen. You're never going to make it anything in life. You were born stupid. You're just wrong. I mean, everything about you is messed up. I guarantee you, some of your parents would be down there the next day finding the parents of that other child who bullied yours. And yet the world is allowed to say, hey, little boy, you're supposed to be a girl. Didn't you know that? Hey, yeah, apparently you were born wrong. God made a mistake when he made you. But don't worry, we can fix that. Folks, that crap's got to stop. But then there's the other side of it. There's not just what they do to our kids in that regard. There's also teaching your kids the intentional thing about, you know, stranger danger. That, don't laugh. Kindergarten Cop had it going on. Stranger danger. You teach a kid, if that person approaches you in the street and you don't know who they are, you turn around and run away. If that person says, I've got something for you over here, or come with me, your mommy's calling you, I can help you find her, don't do it. We had a conversation with my son and daughter-in-law yesterday. They took their kids to our grandbabies, to a new park they had never been to before, and they didn't like it because the park, the way it was set up, if the kids went and climbed on the playground, they would crawl through a tunnel and they could be out of sight and you wouldn't know they were there, out of sight of the park that exited onto another street. They said they were so stressed out, they went ahead and decided they weren't going back to that park. Yay. But what I'm saying is this. You got to equip your kids. And then, by the way, equip them to fight. Equip them to fight. Physical fight's one thing. How about this? Equip them to not only resist the notions, but equip them then to know that they can resist and resist and resist. If someone ever picks them up off the street, if someone ever tries to put them into a place of child trafficking, kick, scratch, claw, bite, your life is better for having fought back. Your life is better for having fought back. Climb out any window. Drop down over any fence. Go to the next person that you think you can get help from. Go ask, because the person who's holding you captive, they have not got your best interest at heart. So go ahead and get away and make them pay on the way. Teach your child to fight back. There's so much to be said. Listen, if you ever get a chance, you ought to go read some of the personal stories of the men who survived in the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam, some of them with 4, 5, 6, 7 years in captivity with torture and abuse. And what they discovered was, and I even had a survival instructor tell me at Fort Bragg, you better have some things ingrained before you get there. You better understand who it is you answer to as a higher power. In my case, it's Jesus. You better have those things ingrained before you get there, because when you get there, you're going to need it. That means they have to be ingrained before you get there. All right, that was like a whole separate rant. But let me do this real quick before we go to the break. I got line one, Sparky from Harvard. Hey, Spark, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good show, Bill and Boomer.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, great points about teaching your kids to fight and fight back. When your core foundational values are what they are and you're willing to fight for them, sometimes you physically have to fight, like you said.
That's right.
To save your life from child traffickers. But to the topic of the pushing the transgender stuff down the throat of little kids, I think we see what the narrative is, who it comes from, and who the politicians are trying to pander to. And by the way, who in the pharmaceutical industry is trying to get filthy rich off of it. But I've had offline conversations with one or two really old friends from way back who happen to be gay and lesbian. Not a single one of them believes for one second that they're more than two genders. And,
yeah.
And I'm talking very, very much gay, voting, hardworking, taxpaying Americans. They don't believe it for a second. But when the far left socialists who are in our universities teaching our kids right now, when they were kids, they took a delicious delight in rebelling against their conservative parents and the conservative religions that they felt oppressed them. And now they're heady with power right now because they're in a power inside the universities to shove this rebellious, deliciously ugly, vulgar nonsense down our kids' throat when even they don't believe it.
Yeah.
And the fact that they can willingly ruin these poor kids' lives and keep them from ever fathering or mothering children, it's kind of sickening.
It really is. And you talk about the universities, Spark. I'll jump ahead to the very last article in the stack that I've got here. I was glad to see that something had happened, but then the university backed off. University of Cincinnati had a professor that recently failed a student because they used the term biological woman in an assignment. And first they came back and reprimanded the teacher. Then they rescinded their reprimand. What kind of signal does it send when the kid gets, a failing grade, the professor gets a pass? It clearly indicates that the message is, student, you come last.
Well, you hit a good point. I kind of wish all the educators at all level, K through 12 university, listening to your broadcast would call in over the next hour. I want to hear every one of them say, yes, I know for a fact there's only two genders. I teach science. I teach biology. Mm. But please, enlighten us. What are you being told by school administrators? What agenda is being shoved down your throat? And how much are you going to allow science to be perverted? The science you're supposed to be teaching our kids to be perverted by whatever this union shop-friendly nonsense agenda is. I want to hear from you teachers.
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, what's also aggravating that we say that? Is you'll have a biology class right down the hall from the English class that teaches how to use grammar, which includes pronouns, and then you still have other teachers in the same building saying you can incorrectly use the pronouns and identify different than your biological sex. It's like this swirl of different stories in the same building.
There's a wonder teachers are retiring at a certain age in great numbers right now. We can't refill the ranks. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, it ain't the pay and benefits, which they want to claim, the teachers union wants to claim all the time. It's because they're tired of getting fed the woke nonsense and the political crap. But
right.
Hey, Sparky, appreciate you, man. Up against the break. I'm going to have to go take it. All right. Have a good one, bud. I tell you what, Boomer, take the break right now. We'll do that. We'll come back. So I'm on this first one, kid stuff. Let me start at the very top. What sets the tone? Leadership. Who's at the top of the food chain right now? Well, that'd be Joe Biden. And I'll tell you right now, in my opinion, despite all of his Uncle Joe family-friendly hokum, he is no respecter of children. I'll tell you why. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, making common sense a superpower. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, we got a brand new texter in the string. Glad you're here. That's Durrell from Blount County. Appreciate you joining us. I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Kid stuff, I'm calling it. Kid stuff. Well, it's not lighthearted. It's not meant to be. I'm talking about the things that the world wants to do to kids. And then who sets the tone on that? Well, so let me just start with this. The person at the top of the social food chain, if you will, whether you like him or not, is going to be Joe Biden. Why? Because by virtue of his position, if nothing else, by virtue of his position, he's president of the United States. He's leader of the free world, allegedly. I'm not sure what he leads. I mean, the man couldn't lead his way out of a wet paper sack most days. But the reality is his position alone gives him what often referred to as the bully pulpit. It gives him the ability to set a tone. If he had any ounce of leadership, he could change a narrative just by leading. And that happens. And I've said before on the show that leadership, there's two types of leaders. There's leaders who are leaders by virtue of their position, Joe Biden. There's leaders who are leaders by the fact that they are gifted with the ability to convince people to go a certain direction that they might not have gone on their own, regardless of position. And you and I have all known them. I've seen them in the ranks of the military. Sometimes the platoon leader was not the true leader. Sometimes it was a guy in the ranks who could set the tone just by saying, yes, sir, roger that, sir, we're on it. And everybody else would go, he's on it, I'm on it too. That kind of guy exists. And it's guys and girls. But right now, Joe Biden is, by virtue of his position, able to sort of set a narrative. And one of the things that I think he's setting right now is a narrative that says that we don't have to respect children. We don't. We don't have to respect children. Why should we? He doesn't. Why should we respect kids? Why should we worry about child trafficking? Why should we worry about the feelings of children? He doesn't. Picture this. What kind of person knows he has a grandchild and refuses to acknowledge that grandchild in the eyes of the world? What kind of person does that? That's someone who's avoiding a situation. You know you have a grandchild. You have a seventh grandchild and you refuse to acknowledge. It doesn't mean she has to come to the house every Sunday for, you know, after church lunch. It doesn't mean that you have to go to her high school graduation. But maybe, just maybe, maybe you acknowledge she exists. Maybe you recognize that you have an opportunity here to speak into that child's life. Maybe, sir, you have the opportunity to show the world that when things happen and a child becomes the natural result of things happening, that you know what? You don't abandon the child, which is what he's done. He is a grandfather who has chosen to abandon a small child. Story here in the New York Post, just one of many I could have selected from. Biden accused of scarring Hunter's estranged 4-year-old daughter in a scathing New York Times op-ed. So yeah, New York Times, okay, it's getting real if New York Times is running this kind of an op-ed. President Biden was accused of scarring his son Hunter's estranged 4-year-old daughter with an ex-stripper who the commander-in-chief refuses to acknowledge along with his 6 other grandchildren. In a column titled, "It's 7 Grandkids, Mr. President," Maureen Dowd excoriated the family-crazy 80-year-old president for cutting granddaughter Navy Joan Roberts, who is the child of Hunter and former stripper London Alexis Roberts, from the Biden family tree. Joe Biden's mantra has always been that the absolute most important thing is your family. It's the heart of his political narrative. Empathy, born of family tragedies, has been his stock and trade, Dowd wrote, but yet callously scarring little Navy's life just as it gets started undercuts that. It's true. Think about it. If the tone for things is set at the highest level, and the highest level in the world is the President of the United States, and if the President of the United States is a person who knowingly refuses to acknowledge that he has a granddaughter, proven by paternity testing, proven by court action, proven by the fact that his son has acknowledged it and won't take part in her life, but will send, you know, child support and give her some of his paintings. What kind of man is that that would do that? And by the way, what kind of tone is he setting? Another piece here real quickly on that before I move on from it. Biden's cruel erasure of Navy Joan Roberts highlights his pro-abortion mentality. Keep in mind, he's also allegedly a strong practicing Catholic who, at the same time, is absolutely, absolutely supportive of abortion. And not only abortion, but late-term abortion. And not only late-term abortion, but lots of it, and making it frequent and on demand. It doesn't have to be because of the risk to the life of the mother. No, he's for abortion on demand. Says perhaps it shouldn't be surprising that an abortion extremist like President Joe Biden, who has backed legislation that would make abortion legal over all 9 months of pregnancy, if the health of the mother is at risk, should view a seemingly unplanned child's life as disposable, not demanding that he step up as a grandfather. So what we're seeing here is a guy who is at the top of the food chain right now, who is setting the tone, and that tone is, you don't have to respect kids. You don't even have to care about them. You don't even have to acknowledge them. Well, now that that tone's being set at the highest levels, is it any wonder why liberals feel so empowered right now to tell us that what we see is not real and that what they're doing is not a big deal and that, oh, by the way, the number one grossing movie in the United States is really just a conspiracy theory on video? We'll talk about it more when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. I am in number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it kid stuff. And it's not like meant to be, like I said earlier, a lighthearted euphemism. It's not. Talking about stuff that relates to our kids. Talking about why it's okay for liberals to come after kids with the most awful of dogmas and the most awful of intent. And for us to just go, oh, I'm sorry, you said there's nothing to see here? What was I thinking? And I believe the tone is set at the highest levels. I believe the fact that we have a liberal president of the United States right now who has proven himself not to be a respecter of children, I think that sets a tone. So right now, the movie Sound of Freedom. Boomer, you haven't seen it yet, have you? I mean, I know you guys got small children.
We haven't seen it yet, yeah, but we really want to.
You got to work around babysitting times.
That's right.
All that to say, Sound of Freedom is not only a good flick. I mean, like quality, like a good flick, like moving, like maddening, like inspiring, like the kind of movie you leave thinking about it. It's not only a quality movie, it's also a movie with a story. And it's a movie, by the way, that is getting a lot of attention from both sides of the aisle. Conservatives are like, yes, we need to do more. And the whole purpose of the movie, by the way, is to bring awareness to a real problem, child trafficking. There's somewhere around 10 million kids a year that are trafficked into prostitution and slavery and pornography. And it's an awful situation, and unfortunately, the statistics show that the United States is one of the worst in terms of having people with interests in children that are illicit. That being said, the Sound of Freedom movie is making waves, so it comes out, and it's like it's being crowdfunded in a sense. It's a populist movie. It's a grassroots movie. It doesn't have the huge Hollywood budget thrusting it out there with commercials running all the time. And, you know, no, it's a movie that has made grassroots waves. And it's in theaters with a limited run, but they'll run it more if more people will see it. Well, the word's getting out. Charlene and I went and saw it on its opening day, July 4th. And you know, the theater was about half full. But at the end, Jim Caviezel, the guy who starred in it, is actually asking the audience, tell your friends. Tell them to come see this movie because the world needs to know for these kids. And the only way they'll know with this movie is if more people watch it. And so that was a direct appeal. That being said, I looked at it and I thought, man, not only is the movie good, but there's going to be people that are ticked off. Because I saw a meme yesterday and it said it, and it said it well. Who are the only people that don't want you to talk about pedophiles and child traffickers? Well, that would be pedophiles and child traffickers. So you got to wonder why the libs are coming after this movie. Story here from townhall.com. Liberals fear-monger Americans into not seeing Sound of Freedom. Well, that should make you want to go see it, by the way. Says, despite what liberal media wants you to think, the new hit film Sound of Freedom isn't about QAnon conspiracy theories or white supremacy. The anti-child trafficking movie released on the 4th of July dives deep into the disturbing world of child pedophilia, which the left has sought to suppress Americans from. So in a particular interview, CNN host Abby Phillips had a guy named Mike Rothschild on there. And Rothschild's a big QAnon, anti-QAnon guy. This is not a QAnon movie, y'all. First of all, it's biographical. It's about a guy named Tim Ballard, and it's his personal story. It's not like somebody made up a script and said, let's see if this runs. No. This is a biographical movie, true to life, done with his personal story. He consulted on the movie himself, and he actually talks about it after the fact. CNN host Abby Phillip had Mike Rothschild on, who claims it's created out of a moral panic and a QAnon concept. Well, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Rothschild also accused the movie, which is based on true events, of being created out of bogus statistics and fear. The stats are being kept, by the way, by groups he should appreciate, like the United Nations, like the World Health Organization, also by the FBI, also by any number of other databases that track this that are legit. Now, when you see this, you think, okay, so CNN discourages viewers from watching an anti-pedophile movie. Another piece I've got here from Postmillennial. By the way, these stories are all from yesterday and the day before. Postmillennial, same guy, Rothschild, he says people feel as if they are, quote, helping to bring down pedophile rings and save children when they see the movie, and that feeling is somehow comforting but not true. What a stupid thing to say. So let me get this straight. If there's a movie about, I don't know, breast cancer awareness, and people watch it, what does it do? It makes them aware of breast cancer and how the treatments and the pre-treatments are necessary. If there's a movie about, I don't know, how to avoid getting mugged in an alley in New York City, and it teaches you what to avoid or how to look out for it or what to do if it ever happens, maybe it will keep you from being mugged in an alley in New York City. So why would it be a thing for him to say, you know, watching this movie, it gives you a false sense that you're participating in the help. You are participating in the help. The awareness is the point. That's exactly the point of the movie, is to bring people to a place of awareness and to hopefully save some kids. Why would the left be so against this? And I'll tell you, real quickly, the guy who the movie's about, Tim Ballard, I guess I got a call, I'll take it in 1 second. The guy who is the movie's about, Tim Ballard, he points out that he specifically calls out the Biden administration. Article here from Red State, dated yesterday. Ballard specifically calls out the Biden administration for its abysmal border policies that are allowing human trafficking to increase, according to reports from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, the CBP. He's not making it up. He's the guy who works in the arena, whose biography is the movie is about, and he's quoting the Biden administration's CBP. At the end of September 2022, it says federal authorities had encountered 152,000 unaccompanied minors at the border. By the end of January 2023, 91,380 more had been encountered. That's just in a matter of about 4.5 months. It's an abject tragedy, says, that America is at the top of the list for human trafficking. Folks, this is a huge, hairy deal. It's a frightening thing because it's a political party that he points out. He also points out, Tim Ballard does, that one of the things he's had to work with or work against on foreign soil is the fact that there are times when you find it's actually sanctioned in other countries, like a political party in Holland called the PNVD. The PNVD is an organization that is specifically geared towards legitimizing adults' sexual relations with kids. He said there's lots of media on them. They're trying to legalize sex with children all the way down to 3 years old, and he's working against this issue. This is real. This is happening. There's no QAnon. There's no absolute falsehood or somebody's making stuff up. These are all CBP and FBI and UN and World Health Organization statistics. He says about that group in Holland that he discovered and he found and he broke up a sex hotel that they had started in Ecuador for children to be abused by adults. He says, I had to study their literature. This was a political platform. This was a political party. And what I started recognizing, he says, I named them. I called it the Pedophile Network Doctrines. And he sees these things, and every time you find a sex ring, these things are what they're going for. Number one, separate children from parents because parents are a bad influence. By the way, as I read these out, picture society right now. Separate children from parents because parents are a bad influence. Number two, the state knows best. Really? Government knows best. Sexualize your kids. Let them see pornography. That's number three. Take God out of education because that gets in the way. Consent, consent, consent. Children can consent to anything. And at 12 years old, they should be able to vote. They should be able to do anything. Does this sound familiar? Are we seeing this here? Freaking right we're seeing this here. I'll tell you what, I got about a minute for the break. Let me do that. I'll take a phone call right now. Is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. How are you, my friend?
I'm angry, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm angry about this whole thing. Having children myself, it was a difficult movie to watch, but totally necessary. I highly recommend anyone, you know, everyone, get tickets. They have a pay it forward where you can go on the website and get tickets for free if you can't afford it.
Yeah, yeah.
So just go, you know, find a way to get in the theater. But here's the thing. The way to all societies at their downfall, great societies at their downfall point, began abusing children. And I mean like in a public way and sacrificing children. Like think of some of the great, you know, or like think Aztecs and other, you know, these great societies, their downfall is when they got to the point where they were destroying the most innocent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're staring that in the face right now. And what I want people to understand is it doesn't matter that these kids, you know, are not, most of them aren't American kids. They're coming from other places, but that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
You know, Americans are buying the porn. They're abusing the kids. But do they honestly think, number one, that these children are worth less? And number two, do they think it's not going to be on our doorstep real soon? It is. They're catching them off the street. You see it in the movie where they're just, those are real footages of people stealing children off the street.
That's right.
Those are actually, but if they think that can't happen here, and they think it can't happen here real fast, what would we have been saying about this the pedophile stuff or minor attracted persons as the they gave it a name that has a better sound to it, but it's all filth and it's all, you know, it's all satanic and demonic, all of it. But that's what I'm saying. You keep in mind, people, that this will be on our doorstep. We either fix it now or we'll be in the middle of it.
Well, that was my monologue earlier. The war will come to your doorstep.
Yeah.
Even if you try to stay neutral, it'll come to you.
100%.
In fact, it might come to you sooner because you tried to stay neutral.
This is the hill we die on, Phil. This is it.
I'm with you, sister. All right, Lee, thanks. I got to go to a break. Let's do that right now. Boom, we'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'll put a lid on this. But listen, I gotta tell you, if you think I'm through triggering you, you're wrong. I got a couple more stories in this. It's all kid stuff. No, not that kind. It's the stuff about our kids. It's what they're saying and doing. And I just read you those principles that Tim Ballard says he can find in every sex child exploitation ring. Well, I'm going to tell you about some stuff that's happening at governmental levels here in the United States. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. All right. Hey, listen, making it cool to be a conservative. Let me wrap this up for the next few minutes here, and we'll go to the number two in the triple dipper after the next break. But yeah, but I've got in my hands right now a heartbreaking story. It comes from Red State. It was dated just, I think, this past Friday. And here's the title. Just go ahead and brace yourself for a heartbreaking story. Heartbreaking testimony, it says. California mother explains how her daughter was murdered by gender ideology. Now, you first think that what does this mean? I mean, gender ideology. Here's the deal. The state got involved. The mother's name is Abigail Martinez. Like I said, the story just came out last week. She's a grieving mother who shared her own heart-wrenching testimony in front of a California Judiciary Senate hearing on Tuesday of last week about the tragic loss of her daughter. Her daughter's name was Yaeli, and Yaeli said Yaeli was murdered by gender ideology. She told the story about how Child Protective Services in California, that's their version of DHR like here in Alabama, that Child Protective Services took her daughter from her at the age of 16 because a school counselor and an LGBTQ activist group had claimed that she was abusive as a mother because she would not affirm Yaeli's transgender identity. That's the same transgender identity the school counselor and the LGBTQ group helped her to feel like she was in. So the California Child Protective Services took her daughter when she was 16. She says, my daughter was taken from a loving home because the state of California claimed that I was abusive for not affirming her trans identity. I lost my daughter over a name and pronouns. Even after I promised to call her a male name if they'd bring her back, it wasn't enough. Said, my daughter was not a boy trapped in a girl's body. She had mental health issues. And against my consent, my daughter was given testosterone instead of therapy. Martinez continued to say, because the state takes them from their families and tells them to run and then tells them and then steals them, parents are given one option to treat their distressed child. Either affirm them with drugs and remove their healthy body parts, or you lose your child. Martinez went on to say the abuse claims against her were eventually dropped. Go figure. Tragically, though, it came too late. The damage was done. She says, by then, my daughter was in a horrible mental and physical pain. She knelt down in front of a train to kill herself. And she says she was murdered by gender ideology. The state, she says, with the help of the LGBT group, had savaged the young girl's mind to the point that she felt the only way to ease her pain was to kneel down in front of an oncoming train. This is what those who promote gender ideology are causing, she says, especially in areas where you can use the power of the state to force parents into accepting demonic belief systems at the expense of their children. And by the way, the article points out, California is not the only state that allows and enforces the transing of children. Several others are working on legislation that would allow the government to forcibly separate children from their parents, all in the name of being inclusive. By the way, think back to what I said a minute ago. What was one of the key doctrines of these purveyors of, you know, perpetrating on kids? One of them was the state knows best. Think about it. Separate the child from the parents. And then the other one was the state knows best. I will leave you with this, though. There was a big win just the other day. Over the weekend, we just discovered there was a big win in Tennessee. So our neighbors to the north, some of you who are in our listening area, just know this, we're proud. So Tennessee joined the state of Alabama and several others by banning, legislatively banning, these transition treatments, hormones and surgeries on kids. It was initially enjoined by a court. Just last week, we heard that that law had been enjoined and was on hold and couldn't be enacted. This past Friday, story here on the Blaze Media. Tennessee can implement its ban on transgender surgeries and related medical interventions for minors as the case works its way through the court. A divided federal appeals court panel ruled, Saturday, actually. This is one of the House districts, House representatives in Tennessee, says, I'm thankful to the Sixth Circuit for confirming what Tennesseans already know. Children cannot give consent to experimental medical procedures and drugs. The Tennessee law goes into effect immediately, and at least temporarily now, it prohibits surgical procedures and administration of hormones. Look, y'all, it's our kids. Take a stand for them. It's going to come to your door whether you like it or not, so you better be ready for the fight. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. Yeah, Alabama. And I mean, this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, I want to jump on the phone real quick before I jump into the next dipper. So let me grab that. Is that Wolverine? Wolverine Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm all right until you told me that story. You know, back in high school, which actually less than a month from now, I'm going to my 45-year class reunion.
Yeah.
And one of the people that would be there is not there. And what happened, long story short, high school classmates of mine, I know them well, Art Cordes, and his girlfriend, and I forget her name, I'm sorry. But anyway, classmates of mine, and they were hit by a train, and it drug them for about a mile, and he ended up by surviving, but she was pretty messed up. So to have that screwed up that young lady, that little girl, first off, when you're that young, it's hard enough just to finish your paperwork and get your work back into your teacher with all the distractions that are going on, let alone trying to figure out what gender you are.
Yeah.
You got to wait. Let's wait till you become an adult, then make a decision. What's these schools doing? Stop this. It's a bunch of crap. And I'm going to tell you what. Can you imagine how scared that little girl was in front of that train? And she did that because she was so messed up. And then the conductor of that train, the rest of his life, has to see that in his image. And he probably said, you know what? I can't do this job anymore because of what I saw. It ruined a ton of people. And they don't care, Phil. They just don't care. They want their agenda. Listen, when you're an adult, make decisions. When you're a child, you're a child. You can't make that decision.
Yeah, and when you're an adult, don't try to make our child's decisions for them.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, Phil, what's the deal here? I swear to God, first off, and I'm on a rant here, but you know, the other thing is, you know, guys, some of you guys, why don't you grow a set, okay? You know, because you're your father. You're a father figure. You've got to, you know, stand up for your children. Do something about it, okay? Go to the school. Talk to the people about the administration. Say, no, this ain't going to fly. You know, my kid can make that decision when they're an adult. Right now, they live in my home. They're a child, and I'm going to make hopefully the best decisions for them. But that's not one of them.
Yeah. You're right, man. You're right, brother. Hey, I got another call I got to take, man. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Is that Allie? Yeah, Allie from Athens. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I would have called earlier, except I ran down the battery in my truck listening to you. So it's all your fault, Colonel.
Sorry.
I had to get a dump, and so I'm a little bit behind the eight ball, and I get that, but I wanted to say two things. I went with three teenagers to see the movie.
Yeah.
And let's just say that they were uncharacteristically quiet afterwards. One of them said, I want to see this again. But I also got a chance to talk to the vice principal at one of our schools in Athens. And I just looked at him and I said, look, you've got to understand, this is already here. You need to go see this for no other reason than to educate yourself so you know what to look for. And he went, all right, I'm in. I'm going tomorrow. I'll take my wife. The third thing was this. This is a slightly different way of looking at Sleepy Creepy Joe. But maybe, just maybe, in a way, in a backhanded way, he is doing his little baby granddaughter girl a solid by ignoring her. Between the fact that he is daddy hungry and her mom was a prostitute, I don't know. I wouldn't want Joe sniffing my grandkids here. Yeah. And so maybe the fact that he isn't acknowledging her is serving two purposes. Number one, he's setting the tone and exposing what his heart is like. And number two, inadvertently, he just might be protecting her by ignoring her.
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point, my friend. Hey, thank you. Appreciate you. By the way, don't ever wear down your battery just for me.
Oh, come on, Colonel. You are absolutely worth wearing down the battery for me.
All right, sister. We'll see you.
This is the thing. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. That's good. Appreciate her. Scott from Boaz, by the way, just texted in. He said, instead of minor attracted persons, which, by the way, is the euphemism they use to describe themselves now, instead of minor attracted persons, let's just shorten it to scumbag perverts. Yes, indeed. There you go. Brian from Huntsville, with regards to the Tennessee law, getting, having the injunction lifted in on you know, changing, transitioning kids. says a lot of kids in Tennessee just won a lottery, and I agree. And anyway, all right. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what. You know, Boomer, I'm thinking about taking a break early so I can come back and have an unfettered time to cover my next dipper. It would that even be possible? As I Boomer's looking at me like, you just made me have to. Let's do that. I'm going to take a break right now so when I come back, I can have an unfettered opportunity to go straight through the next dipper to the top of the hour, at which point we will change gears and bring on Jeff Poor and talk about some monkey business. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.